Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, good Lord willing, today we're going to finish up with the message to true believers. And remember, we're talking about a prophetic lesson that the Lord gave me, and we've been talking about the four things that are requirements in terms of us being able to hear the voice of the Lord without the distraction of circumstances, our own agenda, our drama. We've talked about submission, which is surrender to His Spirit, reception, which is welcoming His Spirit, accommodation, which is realigning all of our motivation, all of our life to His Spirit. We went over all of these things. Finally, we talked about transformation, which is that complete change and metamorphosis where we are becoming like Him. Oh, it's worth doing what you need to do to realize all that God has for you. And what I wanted to do is read the rest of this to you and then give you a couple of scriptures. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, the process that would have been arduous in the past will be overwhelming in its speed, scope, and effect. And if you remember, toward the beginning of this same message, the Lord said, as we count time, we look and feel that it's short. I'm putting this in my words, to accomplish what we need to accomplish, yet the work that He's going to do in these last days is so concentrated that a lot's going to be done in little time. That's why, hey, we can't have baggage. We got to do what Hebrews 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. You know, even if that's just your own personal drama or the drama of those around you. Oh, you want to control what you can't control, but yet you can have control in your life by way of the Holy Spirit to do the will of God as you submit to Him. And then the Lord said, the greatest battle you will have is to remain still in My hand as He is changing you. Not to freak out. Not to say, oh, don't touch that, don't touch this, I've got to have this, I've got to think of myself this way or that. You know, the only way you have to think of yourself is as of the child, as a child of God who has that eternal gifted spirit, and that you were created for a purpose, and that you will fulfill that as you walk according to the Spirit. Remain still in My hand. He said, I am doing the work. I only know the way. He said, those who do not choose to reject the deception that is closing in on the earth will be your worst enemies. Choose to reject the deception. Why would someone choose to reject deception? Because it appeals to their agenda, the things they want to do. See, that's the danger in continuing to rebuff and not listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. After a while, you don't hear Him anymore, and you begin to think that what you want to do is the Lord speaking. Now, that's the truth. This isn't talking about people that have never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Some of the worst persecution that you may have will be those who have said that at one time or another they were Christians, and yet they want to live a certain way, and they don't want light to shine on their darkness, and you're persecuted because of that. He said, the greatest battle you will have is to remain still in My hand. I am doing the work. I only know the way. Those who do not choose to reject the deception that is closing in on the earth will be your worst enemies. Those who have had the opportunity to know Me and yet have followed after selfish agendas for personal gain will attempt to justify themselves by silencing you. It will not work. Oh, isn't it wonderful to know that in the midst of trials and persecutions, that if God is for you, who can be against you? Who would have the gall to try to stand up against the Lord of glory? Well, some will think they can, but they're going to find out very quickly that what God has said is true, that He is over all, and that He will triumph. And even now He triumphs through us in that we are free from the law of sin and death, and we are translated into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of light. Let me read a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to be through with this. 1 Peter 4, 1 through 6. Now listen to this. In talking about people that will persecute you and talk against you just because you don't do the things they do, It says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. In other words, you're not living the way you used to do, just doing whatever crosses your mind, whatever you think to do, whatever your flesh desires. He says, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles. In other words, this reference here is to those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, who are not called according to the name of God, who are not called according to His purpose. He says, we've spent enough time doing that mess, my word, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Listen to this, in regard to these, or these people that do these things, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. You know, there are some folk that if they can't get you to do what they're doing, they'll talk badly about you. Oh, they may even say something like you have a religious spirit, or you think you're holier than thou. Oh, don't be swayed by that mess. We know that we're just individually trying to be obedient to Christ as He speaks to us. And it's not a matter of thinking that we're better than anybody else, but I do know this, we are obedient. And obedience will take us into eternity with God. Don't listen to that kind of thing where people try to intimidate you by misusing the word. Listen to this, he said, they will give an account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Who is that? Jesus Christ. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Oh, isn't it better to be condemned by men, but approved by God? You know, these same people, a lot of these same people who will try to draw you into the things that they're doing, will be the same ones to turn around and say, I knew you were a hypocrite. I knew there wasn't anything to what you're saying. Oh, the devil deals treacherously in people's hearts and minds who are closed off to God. And no wonder they'll come against you. Maybe you've been that way in the past. Don't put down another person who is just trying to do the best they can and live according to what God has said. Rather, it'd be better for you to get your own, as they say, act together and do what God would have you to do. But if you've got people coming up against you, just know that God is the judge, and we'll all stand before Him individually, and He will render to each one according to their work. Let me finish with 2 Peter 3, 1 through 14 if I have time. This second epistle or letter, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. In other words, he said, I've written two letters to you trying to make you remember what you need to know, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, and we are certainly living in the last days, scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Sadly enough, this is present in the church, where people are saying, why are you talking about the coming of Jesus Christ? It won't be for a long time, or maybe He won't come at all, and maybe we're the ones that are going to set up the kingdom. Oh, that's just not what the Word says. Saying, where is the promise of His coming? Now verse 5 says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. He's saying they're willingly ignorant of the fact that God has in the past judged sin, and the example of the flood of Noah. But he said there's not going to be a flood, but there will be that fire of judgment that will come. Verse 8 says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, He could have come whenever He wanted to, but He's wants all to be saved that can be saved. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, or this temporal thing that we see is such drama and the circumstances, it's all going to pass away. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Oh, be a true believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon him out of a pure heart. Listen to his spirit. Be led by his spirit. We are living the last days. Jesus is coming soon. Judgment is going to fall. But for those who are called according to the name of the Lord, there is, as I've said, Goshen. There is favor. There is a place of provision. There is a cleft in the rock. Do you need that today? Are you in the midst of circumstances and it feels like your own personal apocalypse in your life? Well, the Lord can preserve you in that also if you'll just submit to him. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that your word is true and that you are not slack concerning your promise. Lord, we don't understand all that we think we know, but we trust, Lord, in you, knowing that all things will work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, that even now in the midst of our own drama, persecution, Lord, whatever the trial or the test that we're going through, that we can depend upon your spirit to help us even now, that you will keep us safe till the storm passes by, and Lord, that you will have your word manifest in and through us, because the devourer has been rebuked and exiled through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord, in whose name and authority and under whose blood we pray. And everybody said amen. Well, be encouraged. What God has said is true, and he knows what you're going through. Oh, there's always going to be those around trying to say something bad. But you know what God has said about you? He said, you're his beloved. And you know what? That's enough. And I'm praying for you.